Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
All right, so we are talking about Joseph.
Sikhuluma ngoJosepha.
What a wonderful gentleman.
Indoda elungile.
Are you not learning a lot of things from this life?
Awufunda okuningi empilweni yakhe.
Hallelujah. We've learned about desperation.
Sifundile ngokusokola.
It is very dangerous to be desperate.
Kungozi usokola.
When you are desperate for money is dangerous.
Uma usokolela imali
kuyingozi. When you are desperate for marriage is dangerous.
Uma usokolela umshado kuyingozi.
When you are desperate for clothes is dangerous.
Uma ushukelela
imali. When you are desperate for a job is dangerous.
Umsebenzi kuyingozi.
Whenever you get to a level where you become desperate.
Lapho ufika ezingeni lokusokola.
Then you are at the edge of the realm of mistakes.
Usendaweni yamaphutha amaningi.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? Then we also learned about how God led Joseph.
Sifunde ngokuthi uNkulunkulu wamhola kanjani uJosepha.
When we study Joseph's life,
masifunde impilo kaJosepha.
We don't see angels coming to him.
Asiboni ingelo siziza kuyena.
And telling him what God wants him to do.
Sintshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna enzeni.
We just see his life happening.
Sibona impilo yakhe yenzeka.
And a lot of difficult, bad
izinto ezinzima.
Undesired things.
Engahlangana.
What happening in Joseph's life?
Ezenzekayo empilweni kaJosepha.
But when you look at his life.
Kodwa mawubuka impilo yakhe.
In hindsight.
Ngemumva.
Knowing where God wanted him to be at the end.
Azi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzomenzelana ekugcineni.
Then you start realizing that God had planned everything to the
end. Uyayubhekebheka ukuthi uNkulunkulu konke ukwenze
kwakho. If you are here, can I hear an amen?
Uma ulangicela ukuthi uamen.
Tell me that God has planned your life to the end.
Tshela uNkulunkulu uthi mina khona kwakho uNkulunkulu kwenze konke kwakho.
Tell me that keep trusting God.
Tshela umakhelwane uNkulunkulu.
Tell me that keep believing in God.
Qhubeka umethembe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one of the things you see in Joseph's life.
Izinto oyibonayo empilweni kaJoseph.
Is the manifestation of Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
Ukwenzeka kwenbhalo kwathi Romans chapter 8.
All things.
Zonke izinto.
Work together.
Zenzeka ngokufuna.
For the good.
Ekuhlanganiseni.
For all.
Ngokuqonda.
Who love the Lord.
Abathanda uNkulunkulu.
And are called.
Yenakho.
According to his purpose.
Ababizwa ngegama lakhe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we learned that the way that God led Joseph.
Siyafunda ukuthi indlala uJoseph
ahlwe ngayo. As a result of these two main things.
Izizathu zezinto.
Number 1, he loved the Lord.
Okokuqala uthanda uNkulunkulu.
And number 2, his life was given for the purpose of God.
Impilo yakhe yayinikwe kuNkulunkulu.
Is your life given for the purposes of God?
Impilo yakho inikelwe uNkulunkulu.
When Jesus came to the earth.
UJesu eza emhlabeni.
The only reason he lived.
Izizathu asenza.
Was so that he can die.
Ukuthi afe.
That was the will of God for his life.
Uthando kaNkulunkulu ngempilo yakhe.
Was sold out.
Impilo yakhe
yayinqani. To the purposes of the living God.
KuNkulunkulu nasi.
Is your life sold out?
Impilo yakho injani?
Ask your neighbor, is your life sold out?
Uthawu makhelwane impilo yakho i doubt.
And last week we started researching or studying.
Ngeviki edlule siqala ukubheka safunda.
How that dreams
kwaba maphupho amanjani.
Was very important in Joseph's.
Ayebalekile empilweni kaJoseph.
Somebody say dreams.
Umunya akathi amaphupho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph was a guy who didn't play with his dreams.
UJoseph wayeyindoda engadlali ngamaphupho akhe.
He believed in his dreams.
Wayebelivele maphupheni akhe.
His dreams.
Wayewabhekisisa amaphupho akhe.
And his dreams changed his life.
Amaphupho akhe ashintsha impilo yakhe.
I said his dreams changed his life.
Amaphupho akhe ashintsha impilo yakhe.
Hallelujah. Many believers today.
Amakholwa amaningi namhlanje.
When they dream.
Uma bephupha.
They wake up.
Bavuka bezilule.
And they've forgotten what they've dreamt.
Sebelibele ukuthi baphupheni.
And they continue with their life.
Baqhubeka nempilo.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Facebook.
Facebook.
What else? TikTok.
Huh? Oh, TikTok.
Instagram.
Oh,
Twitter.
Oh, tweet. Hey.
Musa, they're acting like they don't know. It's okay.
Hey, when's I got a chance?
And because we are such in a rush to go to WhatsApp.
Ngoba sijahe ukuya ku WhatsApp.
Twitter.
Una Twitter.
Instagram.
No Instagram.
TikTok.
No TikTok.
Facebook.
No Facebook.
Ingapho. YouTube.
No, YouTube.
The message that God had planted through the night.
Umyalezo uNkulunkulu ebeyutshale ubusuku bonke.
We don't take the time.
Awusithathi isikhathi.
To allow it to record in our mind.
Ukuvumela ukube uvulelele emnqondweni yakho.
So that we can capture the word.
Khona uzokwazi ukuthathizwe.
That God has for us.
uNkulunkulu analo ngathi.
And so somebody may be walking through life.
Omunye uhamba empilweni.
Never knowing that God speaks to them.
Akazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhuluma naye.
But you can find that almost daily.
Uthola ukuthi insuku zonke.
God speaks to them.
uNkulunkulu uhlale ekhuluma nabo.
But because they don't recognize their dream life.
Kodwa ngoba bawakhumbula
amaphupho. And they do not value their dream life.
Ngoba bawabhekisisa bawahlaziyi.
They miss the voice of God.
Badlulwa amazwi kaNkulunkulu.
Where dreams are concerned.
Lapha amaphupho ekhona.
Some of you could have avoided danger.
Abanye babo ngabo bafika izingozi.
If only you took your dreams seriously.
Ingoba bawathatha amaphupho abo.
Many years ago.
Eminyakeni edlule.
My grandmother.
Ugogo wami.
She woke up in the middle of the night.
Wavuka phakathi nobusuku.
And she saw her daughter being killed.
Wabona indodakazi yakhe ibulawa.
I understand what I'm saying.
Ngiyazwakala bangithini.
About a few hours later.
Emayema awena ma landelayo.
Exactly what she saw.
Konke akubonile.
Happened in real life.
Kwenzeka ngempela.
2006.
Ngo 2006.
Hey. Sometimes
kwesinye isikhathi.
God is trying to say, hey.
Ukhulunkulu uthi hey, hey.
Hey.
Wena uthi hey.
Am I talking to somebody?
Ngabe ngikhuluma nabantu.
But Joseph wasn't like that.
Kodwa uJoseph awayenge njalo.
Come with me to Genesis 37.
Hamba nami kuGenesis chapter 37.
Take it from verse 1.
Uithathe iverse lokuqala.
Quickly, we are chasing load shedding.
Genesis chapter 37 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers.
Joseph being how old?
17 years.
If the Bible is yours, mark it that he was 17 years old. Yes.
And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him.
Pause there. Let's off-ramp a little bit. Parents. Or parents to be.
Abazali noma abazali.
To be.
Abangabayibona.
Are you here?
Nikhona.
Please try your best.
Ngicela nizame.
To never show favoritism.
Ungakhombisi ukhetha
between your children
ebatwaneni bakho.
When I read scriptures,
uma ngifunda amazwi,
I've come to the realization,
ngiza lapho ngihlaziya khona,
that when we show favoritism,
ukuthi masikhombisa ukukhetha,
it creates conflict between the children,
kwenza ukuxabana ebatwaneni.
I understand what I'm saying.
Ngiyazwakala ubangithini.
Jacob here.
UJacob lapha.
Showed it clearly without hiding it or even trying to.
Wakhombisa kwabasobala.
That Joseph was his favorite.
Ukuthi uJoseph uyamthanda.
But the Bible says he made him a coat of many colors. The Bible doesn't say he made them. He said he made him.
IBhayibheli lisho ukuthi wenzela bona, lithi wenzela yena.
A coat of many colors.
Ingubo emabalabala.
When the rest of the siblings saw that he is favored by their father.
Bonke abafowabo bebona ukuthi ufuthandwa ubaba.
The Bible says they hated Joseph.
IBhayibheli lithi bamzonda uJoseph.
They didn't just hate him because there was something wrong with him.
Abamzondanga ngoba kwakunento
kuye. But they hated him because the father was showing that he loves him more than all of them.
Kodwa bamzonda ngoba ubaba wakhombisa ukuthi uthanda yena ukudlula bona.
Are you here? You've gone home.
Nikhona noma ngisekhaya.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yezwakala ubangithini.
A few weeks ago we were talking here.
Elvikini edlule besikhuluma la.
And we were talking about the prodigal son.
Besikhuluma ngendodana yolahleko.
And this prodigal son, you know the story.
Lendodana olahleko uyayazi
indaba. He asked for his father's inheritance.
Yacela
ubaba. His father gave it to him.
Ubaba wayinika.
And he went and squandered everything.
Wahamba wayokumosha konke.
When he came back,
mayebuya.
And the Bible says his father saw him afar off.
IBhayibheli lithi ubaba wamboneza kude.
The father ran to him.
Ubaba wagijima kuyena.
Hugged him.
Wamhaka.
Kissed him.
Wamkhisa.
And the young boy said, "Father,
indodana encane yathi baba,
I am sorry.
Yathi ngiyandethe.
I have sinned before heaven.
Ngonile phambi
kwesi. And I have sinned before you.
Naphambi kwakho.
And he said, I'm not worthy to be called your son.
Asafanele ngokubizwa ngendodana yakho.
If you can just accept me as one of your servants in the house.
Uma ungavuma ngibe usebenzi sakho.
The father said, "Nonsense."
Wathi baba cha.
He said, "Bring the best ring."
Wathi lethani iring.
And he said, "Bring the best garment."
Wathi lethani impahla ezinhle.
And they brought the fettered calf.
Baletha isithole elikhuluphele.
And they made a feast for him.
Benza umcimbi ngaye.
When the older brother came from work.
Mayebuya obhuti omdala emsebenzini.
He realized there was a party at home.
Wabona ukuthi kunomcimbi la ekhaya.
He realized that this foolish brother has come back and they've made a party for him.
Mayebheka uyabona ukuthi indodana ibuyile. Bayenzela umcimbi.
Then he went to his father and said, "Ah, baba ma."
Waya kubaba wakhe wathi baba.
I've never done anything wrong.
Mina kaze ngenze nje okubi.
I've obeyed you.
Ngunakekele.
I've lived with you.
Ngabheka nawe.
But you've never killed any cow.
Akazi ubulale nethole mina.
Hallelujah. Amen. When you show favoritism,
ukhombisa konke.
It creates something.
Ukwenza ukulo
between your children.
Ebatwaneni.
So be careful.
Ngakhoqaphela.
And I said this
ngingusho lokho
because the children are different
ngoba abantwana abahlukile.
The one will please you more than the other
ngoba be 1/3 khona umna.
And naturally you will show favor and love to the one who's doing what you want them to do.
Enempeleni uzokhombisa uthando lo wenza lokho okuthandayo.
Are you here? You've gone home.
Ukhona noma uhambe.
I don't feel like I'm in healing fire. Did I go to the wrong? Can I hear an amen please?
Ngingamusa amen please.
Now it feels a little bit
Christi
like
kungcono.
I'm home. Or you are thinking about what I'm saying.
Oro cabanga ngalokho engushoyo. Kulungile.
Have you gotten a nugget of wisdom?
Utholile ukuhlakanipha okuncane.
Also you.
Nawe uqobo.
If you are in a large family.
Nawe usemdeni nomkhulu.
With many siblings.
No bafuna abaningi.
Also wake up.
Vuka.
Notice why the one is liked more than the rest of.
Bheka ukuthi ngani amunye bemthanda okudlula wena.
If the father says I want everybody home by 6 p.m.
Uma baba ethi ngifuna nonke niphelele la ngo 6.
You at 8 p.m. 10 p.m. Ayo yo. Ayo yo. Ugoga kekho.
Ugoga kekho.
So don't hate the other one because you are misbehaving.
Ungazondi abanye ngenxa yemsebenzi yakhe.
Be honest with yourself that indeed I'm misbehaving. That's why I'm not getting that favor.
Iba neqiniso kwena ukuthi vele ngiyabhedda ingakho ngawatholi ama favors.
Vele ngiyabhedda. All right, continue. We've off-ramped.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now Joseph had a dream and he told it to his brothers and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream which I have dreamt. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaf stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf.
Hallelujah. Now, remember, as he's saying this, he's 17 years old. By 17, when he dreamt this dream, he could recognize that there is value in what I saw. That he even went to his brother and said, behold, I've dreamt a dream. He said, listen to my dream. Because it's important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, for about 15 minutes or 20 minutes or so,
15 minutes now.
I want to teach you today on why God causes us to dream. Why? Why God causes us to dream.
Is why uNkulunkulu enza ukuba siphuphe.
Number one.
Okokuqala.
He causes you and I to dream to warn us.
Wenza mina nawe ukuba siphuphe khona azosixwayisa.
Job chapter 33 from verse 14 to verse 18.
Job chapter 33.
14 to verse 18. From verse 14 to verse
18.
What's number one?
You know what color?
Hello, are you here?
Nikona.
What's number one? To warn us, isn't it?
Job 33
from verse 14. Quickly.
Job chapter Job 33 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while stumbling on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction in order to turn men from his deed and conceal pride from men. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword.
Hallelujah. It says, let me read it again. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ear of men and sealeth their instruction. Another word for that instruction there is warning. So he warns them while they are sleeping. Are you here?
Nikona.
That he may withdraw men from his purpose. So in other words, you had planned to do something that is a danger to your life. It's a danger to your future. And God will visit you in a dream to try and make you realize that what you are thinking, what you are planning, will end in tears. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Some decisions that we are about to take can lead us to death. And sometimes God uses dreams to show you that, hey, you are about to die. Can I hear an
amen?
One day, a certain pastor saw a certain sister in the church. Now this pastor was not married. Was not married.
Oh, why ngashatile?
And when he saw the sister,
what may I born out that day?
He fell in love.
Who was his way not tando?
And so he talked to the sister and they became an item.
Wakhuluma nosisi bazamba into.
Then while he was sleeping,
ngenkathelele ebusuku.
Because you see, he's a pastor now, he's thinking of marriage.
Ngoba phela ubaba nikhumbule ucabanga nangomshado.
While he was sleeping,
ngenkathelele.
The Lord visited him in a dream.
UNkulunkulu amvashela ngephupho.
And the Lord said to him,
uNkulunkulu wathi kuye,
that the woman that you are about to marry,
wathi lo mama ozama ukumshado.
Someone say mm-mm.
Omunye akathi eh.
I can't hear you say mm-mm.
Anguzo mawuthi mm-mm.
And the guy was in love, so I mean that mm-mm wasn't, it didn't sound so nice to him.
Uthandweni ngoba lo mm-mm akabanga moyo nandi enhlizweni yakhe.
So God said to him,
uNkulunkulu wathi kuye,
I want to show you what you will fight with.
Ngifuna ukubonisa ozolwa nakho.
For the rest of your life.
Impilo yakho yonke.
If you marry this woman.
Uma uthatha lo mama.
So suddenly
Kukukuku.
He saw two men.
Wabona madoda amabili.
Next to the next to this woman.
Eduzo kalo mama.
Someone say kukukuku.
Kukukuku.
He saw two men standing next to this woman.
Wabona amadoda amabili meduzo kalo mama.
One was very tall.
Enye ibinde.
And one was very short.
Enye imfishane.
And the Lord said to him,
wathi kuye,
if you marry this woman,
umuthatha lo mama,
you will fight this man for the rest of your life.
Uzolwa la madoda impilo yakho yonke.
And the Lord said, I want to show you the power of these men.
Wathi uNkulunkulu ngifuna ukubonisa amandla amala madoda.
And the one just waved his hand.
Omunye wachaya izandla zakhe.
And suddenly this man started changing into a bat.
Le ndoda yaqala yashintsha esayidini.
A bat, do you know a bat?
A bat. Ashintsha njengelulwane.
Imagine you changing into a bat.
Cabanga ushintsha njengelulwane.
When the guy wake up,
sendoda ngudela yethuka.
And he went to the lady and said,
yaya kulo mama.
Excuse me.
Yathi hayi.
But it won't work.
Ngeke kuze kusebenze.
God had saved him.
UNkulunkulu umvikelile.
From a life of hardship.
Empilweni enzima.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wonder if God has warned you recently.
Ngiyazi noNkulunkulu uyakuxwayisa ngenye indlela.
Or do you just jump into things?
Or now uvela uqhamela entweni.
So number one, he does it to what?
Okwaqala uyasixwayisa.
Number two,
okwesibili,
he gives dreams to terrify our enemies.
Unika amaphupho ukube
to terrify our enemies.
Ahlanganise izitha zethu.
Cut me into the same Job chapter 7 verse 14. Job 7 and verse 14.
Yakumina Job 7 verse 14.
If you are there, please read because time is not
Job chapter 7 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Then you scare me with your dreams and terrify me with visions.
You scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God terrify your enemies with dreams and visions.
UNkulunkulu mayesabise amaphupho ngamathuso nangembono.
Can I hear an amen with faith?
Ngingezwa amen.
In the days of Abraham,
ngeintsuku kaAbraham,
God had told him to leave his father's house.
UNkulunkulu wayemcele ukuthi ashiye umuzi kaBaba.
To a land that God will show him.
Ezweni uNkulunkulu awambonisa
lona.
Yakhumbula.
Now in the process of this journey,
uhambeni lakhe ayilihamba.
He passed a certain land.
Wadlula enye indawo.
And he had told his wife.
Watshela uma wakhe umkakhe.
That wherever we go.
Wathi lapho oya khona.
Please tell everybody that we are brother and sister.
Tshela bonke ukuthi mina nawe singobhuti.
And not husband and wife.
Asiyena umfazi nendoda.
Do you understand? Yeah. And so one particular king,
enye yamakhosi,
saw Abraham's wife.
Yabona umfazi kaAbraham.
And he fell in love.
Yamwathanda.
And the Bible says he took the wife for himself.
Lithi iBhayibheli wamthatha waba owakhe.
Now, while the guy was sleeping, the Bible says God visited him in a dream and said to him, "What have you done? Surely you are about to die because you have taken a man's wife." When the guy woke up, he told all his servants, and all of them were terrified. Fortunately, this guy had sense. And he said, "Lord, will you destroy someone who is innocent? Because with the innocence of my heart, I took this woman. Because I didn't know she was married." And then God said, "I know. That is why I have not allowed you to touch her." So he said, "Before you die, take the woman back to the husband." And then God said, which is my favorite part in this whole thing, he said that the woman's husband is a prophet. Go ask him to pray for you, and you will be fine. May God terrify your enemies and then tell them to be free. Go and ask for forgiveness. And the Bible says that Abimelech brought back the woman, and he gave Abraham wealth and riches. Abraham became wealthy from one guy's dream.
Abraham wabamuhle ngephupho lomuntu
oyedwa. So God uses dreams to terrify our enemies.
UNkulunkulu wenza amaphupho okusabisene izitha zethu.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah. May he visit our enemies tonight.
Akavakashele izitha zakho namhlanje.
The person who's planning against you, may God visit him tonight. May God visit her tonight. The one who is eyeing your wife, may God visit him tonight. The one who is eyeing your husband, may God visit her tonight. Your amens are not blessing me.
Amen. When I can bless
you, you may never know. But someone is eyeing your wife or your husband. May God fight for you about things that you don't know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day, there were three couples that had become friends. Do you understand what I'm saying? And all before I tell you, all my stories are true. I have to tell you this because sometimes they sound so like it's fiction, but they are true. So these three couples became friends. And every now and then they'll go out for outings and
all that.
When I heard the story, to my shock, all these people were sleeping with each other without each other knowing that they are sleeping with each other. And they eventually found out because all of them got the same sickness. They all had the same STD. Then they, how come you have it? How come you also have it? How come?
It
came out that all of them are fooling around. Friends.
Abangani.
Hey. You may never know who is eyeing your wife. Anyone who is eyeing my wife, may the sword of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of
Nazareth,
dip itself in that person's blood. Someone's not saying amen. Who is
should amen uban?
Number three.
August 3rd.
God gives us dreams to answer our
prayers.
So sometimes you dream because it is the way that God is answering your prayers. Are we in the same page? 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse 6.
1 Samuel 28
and
verse
6.
Samuel
28
verse 6.
1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse 6. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams or by Urim or by prophets.
Hallelujah. So Saul was desperate for direction.
Usawule waye khathazekile ngendlela.
And God had decided to keep quiet.
Unkulunkulu wathula.
And the Bible says he didn't answer him even by dreams.
IBhayibheli lithi akaphendulwanga ngisho nangamaphupho.
Are you listening to me?
Ungilalele.
So a dream is a medium by which God uses to answer our dreams.
Iphupho lindlela uNkulunkulu ayisebenzisayo ukufeza amaphupho ethu.
So what have you been praying about?
Lokho buthandaza ngakho.
Sometimes the answer came in a dream.
Kwesinye isikhathi impendulo iza ephushweni.
And you might have not known.
Ungeke wazi.
Dreams are important.
Amaphupho abalekile.
When Solomon became king after his father,
uSolomon eba inkosi emva kababa wakhe.
The Bible says he had a dream.
IBhayibheli lithi waba nephupho.
And God visited him in his dream.
uNkulunkulu amvashela ephusheni lakhe.
And God said, "What would you like me to do for you?"
uNkulunkulu wambuza ukuthi ufuna ngikwenzeleni.
May you have such a dream.
Ngicela ube nalelo phupho.
That dream is what we call a blank check.
Lelo phupho silibiza ngesheke elibhlele.
In other words, you write the number that you want and I will
give
it to you. Ubhale
ufuna ukuyibhala ngizokunika noma yini.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Solomon said,
uSolomon wathi,
"You have made me king after my father."
Wathi ngenze inkosi emva kababa.
And he said, "I need wisdom."
Wathi ngicela ukuhlakanipha.
And God said, "Because you asked for wisdom."
Wathi uNkulunkulu ngoba ucele ukuhlakanipha.
You didn't ask for money.
Awucelanga imali.
You didn't ask for the death of your enemies.
Awucelanga ukufa kwamndeni wakho.
You asked wisdom and not just for wisdom, but wisdom to be able to rule my people.
Kodwa ngakho ukuhlakanipha
kwaphatha. Who are precious to me.
Abahle.
Who are valuable to me.
Ababalulekile.
He said, God said, "I will give you what you've asked for."
Wathi uNkulunkulu ngizokunika lokho
okuphelele. But not only that.
Kodwa hayi lokho
kuphela. I will also give you everything you didn't ask for.
Ngizokunika nakonke ongakucelanga.
Is it money I will give you?
Ngabe imali ngizokunika.
Is it defeating your enemies I will defeat them.
Ngabe ukuthi unqobe izitha.
Anything you didn't ask for I will also give it to you.
Noma lokho ongakucelanga sengiyokunika.
May you ask for the right things.
Ngicela okubalekile.
In Jesus mighty name.
Ngegama lika Jesu.
Solomon became so wealthy.
USolomon waba rich.
That when people saw silver on the ground,
wathi noma abantu bebona isiliva phansi,
somebody dropped their money and
bekhahlela bethi umuntu drop imali yakhe
and just continue
bedlulela ngendlela yabo.
Many years ago,
eminyakeni eminingi edlule,
I was walking with two of my friends.
Ngihamba nabanye babangani bama babili.
And as we were walking,
masihamba,
I saw R100 on the
ngabona R100 phansi.
Not noticing my friend also saw it at the same time.
Nina notisanga ukuthi nomngane wami uyibonile.
As I went for it he was also hey.
Naye wathi
it became a thing. Hey, I saw it first.
Wathi nami ngibone eqala, nami ngibone eqala.
And so we were young, we were about 15 years old.
Sasibancane, sasineminyaka eyi.
Come and see us at McDonald's that day.
Wazo bona thina eMcDonald's ngalelo langa.
Ordering Big Macs and what have you.
Sithenga izinto ezinkulu.
But in the days of Solomon they were seeing 100 rands.
Kodwa ngekhathi ka Solomon babebona 100 rand bethi ewu.
And they kept walking.
Beqhubeke beidlulela.
Because he asked for wisdom.
Ngoba wacela ukuhlakanipha.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Sanganisa izandla for uJesu.
May God answer you through dreams.
uNkulunkulu akaphendula amaphupho akho.
Hallelujah. Yes. Number one, number one.
Sise number.
Number 4. God gives you dreams because through dreams he shows us what is about to happen.
uNkulunkulu kunika amaphupho ngoba ngamaphupho ubonisa ukuzokwenzeka.
Genesis chapter 41.
Genesis chapter 41.
And verse 25.
Go verse 25.
So he gives us dreams to show us what is about to happen, what he himself is about to do.
Usibonisa amaphupho ukuba sibonise ukuza kwenzeka nokumele sikwenze.
Genesis 41 and verse 25.
Genesis 41 verse 25.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 25.
Chapter 41.
Genesis chapter 41 and verse 25. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do."
So the dreams that Pharaoh dreamt were a revelation of what God was about to do. Some of the dreams that you have dreamt, God was trying to show you of what He is planning to do. Sometimes in your life, sometimes in your family, sometimes in your nation. Are you listening to me, somebody? This is very important. You know the dreams that Pharaoh dreamt. If Pharaoh ignored those dreams, millions of people were going to suffer. Hundreds of thousands of people would have died. If he had not those dreams. So in the dreams that he dreamt, God was showing him that there's 7 years of famine that is coming to your land. And so God was trying to show them this so that they can prepare. So that when those bad 7 years come, they will not be impacted the way that they would have been impacted if they didn't have that knowledge. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So sometimes when you dream and you see bad things, maybe God is trying to show you that, hey, the days are evil. The days are dark. We have to prepare. Pastor, how do I prepare because I don't have money? I can't invest. I can't put hundreds of thousands to invest for my future. How do I prepare? Wake up in the morning. We are preparing. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believe in your prayers. There can be an investment to your future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can your amens have some life in
the peace? Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? Some years ago, I was on a fast, and Mom Ruti had traveled. It was around December. I was reading my Bible. When I read my Bible, I had a serious impression in my heart that the days are evil. Someone said the days are evil. So when Mom Ruti came back, I said, "Sister, we have to pray." Then we prayed. And then I made us take Holy Communion. And our prayer topic was, Father, please exempt us from the judgment that is coming on the earth. Because you know the sinfulness of mankind is becoming worse and worse. And you know that every time sin is multiplied and increased, judgment is coming. Not aware that coronavirus was around the corner. And Many lives were destroyed. Many people lost jobs. Many people died. Probably everybody here knows somebody who has died because of Corona. Where I grew up, our next door neighbors, there was an old woman and an old man. Both of them died like days within each other. Let's say for example one died on Monday, the other one died on Tuesday. Coronavirus. The funeral, well, I didn't attend, but imagine two tombstones, two coffins. So sometimes God warns you. To prepare you. There are certain evils that are going to come to this earth whether you like it or not. And things are getting worse whether you like it or not. Petrol is going up. Petrol food is going up. Everything is becoming a disaster. Because we are being led by human beings. And you know, actually, I saw a video of our current president.
Your president.
Do you understand? And come, Obed.
Kingsley, come, please.
Musa, come. Quickly. Just stand here. And Sandile, come quickly.
Baba Sandile.
So I'm the president, you see.
I'm the president.
And so Sandile, you know, I'm somewhere, and so Sandile is introducing people to me.
Sandile, let abantu give me.
And this is so and so he's introducing.
Don't so and so.
And so, you know, I saw the president greeting these people.
Umongamele baqhawula.
And when he was greeting them,
my baqhawula.
I saw they were so excited.
Babe jabulile.
They were so blessed.
Bebusekile.
I mean, you could see in their faces, wow, I'm meeting the president.
I'm meeting the president.
As I'm looking, I said, do these people not watch the news? I said, they are fake. All of them are fake. If it was me and I heard the things that are in the news, I was going to say, the day is coming, please, can I take leave?
I don't want to meet him. God,
it's an honor. Wow. Glory be to God. I won't wash my head. I met the president. Your mouth like you won't wash your
head.
Put your hands together for them.
Hey.
People are so fake.
Abantu bathukin.
People can honor such people, but they will not honor God the way that they are supposed to honor God. So we are being led by all kinds of people. And as a result, the situation is still going to become worse. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But thank God we are believers. When all the plagues were hitting Egypt, in Goshen where the children of God were living, none of the plagues touched them. Someone said, none of the plagues touched them. So also all the evil that is coming on this earth, you won't feel it in Jesus' name. Do you believe what I'm saying? But please, your dreams are important because he will use them to save you from the evil that is coming. So when you see yourself experiencing what unbelievers are experiencing, pain, torment, torture, suffering, then you might have missed something that God was trying to tell you. Are you listening to me, somebody? What number are we on?
Sing number one.
Number 5. God causes us to dream to show us the future.
uNkulunkulu wenza kuba siphupha sibonise ikusasa.
Hallelujah. Right, so the difference between number 4 and 5. Number 4 is what he's about to do.
Number 4 ukuthi uzokwenzani.
Number 5 is something that is in the future.
Number 5
yokuzoyo. It's going to take time before it happens.
Kuzothatha isikhathi ukuba kwenzeke.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Daniel chapter 2 verse 28. Quickly, quickly.
Daniel chapter 2 verse 28.
The book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 28.
Daniel chapter 2 verse 28.
Daniel chapter 2 and verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and the vision of your head upon your bed were those.
Hallelujah. So the Bible says God is showing him what will happen in the latter days.
IBhayibheli lithi wambonisa kuzokwenzeka ezinsukwini ezizayo.
Hallelujah. That events that will happen in the future.
Isehlakalo esizayo.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Yari sandla uNkulunkulu.
May God show you what will happen in the future.
uNkulunkulu makabonisa kuzokwenzeka ukuzayo.
In Jesus name. Number 6. God gives us dreams for direction and for guidance.
Okwesix uNkulunkulu usinika amaphupho okuseluleka nokusivikela.
For direction and for guidance.
Ukusipha izindlela nokusivikela.
Matthew chapter 1 verse 20.
Ngawuka Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. Chapter 1.
Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Come quickly, sir. Again. This brother is getting married on the 24th of December. Hallelujah.
December.
Those of you who are not clapping, are you agents or
what are you?
Hallelujah. Now imagine, my brother, you are about to marry this sister. What's her name? And about a month before the wedding day,
inyanga ukuba nishade,
she comes.
Aqhamuke bambe iqolo.
Do you understand what I'm doing?
Uyaqenda uba ngenzani?
What will you do?
Uzokwenzani?
Run away.
Uzobaleka.
So this was the situation here. Joseph was to marry a young girl called Mary.
UJosepha wayezoshada uMaria.
He had done lobola and all the things.
Esenze konke namalobola.
And then just before the wedding day,
emva kuba beshade,
here the young girl comes pregnant.
Yaqhamuka intombazana isikhulelwe.
So the Bible says the guy was now thinking, what should I do?
IBhayibheli lithi indoda yayicabanga manje ukuthi ngizokwenza njani.
Because the woman said, it's God.
Ngoba indodakazi yathi uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu.
It's God who has made me pregnant.
What uNkulunkulu ongenza kuba ngikhulelwe.
So I'm so sure Joseph was thinking, she thinks I'm a fool. She thinks I'm
Joseph
a fool.
Wayethi lento isidima.
So when he fell into sleep,
mayelala ephu.
An angel appeared.
Ingelosi yavela.
He said, don't make the mistake of not marrying that lady.
Yathunga lenze iphutha longathathi
kamama. She hasn't done anything wrong.
Akenzanga lutho lubi.
But she's carrying the son of God.
Kodwa uthwele indodana kaNkulunkulu.
So the dream was giving him guidance on the thoughts of his mind.
Amaphupha emnika izindlela zokucabanga.
Concerning what he was planning to do.
Kukho konke afisa ukwenza.
Hallelujah. So sometimes dreams are for guidance and direction.
Kwesinye isikhathi amaphupha ayindlela.
So that you know what you need to do.
Ukuthi wazi ukuthi kumele wenze.
How many people sometimes you are confused. You don't know what to do.
Angeke abanye abakonfuse
kabanye. There's only me. Wow, I wish I was like you. Some of you know everything you need to do. Some of us, we need that supernatural guidance from the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. So you see, you can't ignore your dreams because there could be guidance in your dream. There could be direction in your dream. So you can't ignore it. Hallelujah. And the last one for today. God uses dreams as landmarks. Someone say landmarks. This is actually my message for today. Now, what is a landmark? A landmark is something used as a point of orientation in locating where you are or where you are going. Are you understanding?
Yep.
For example,
isibonelo.
Is there anyone here who doesn't know Mamelodi Hospital or
Daha? Mamelodi Hospital no Daha.
Or Day Hospital?
No, midday.
We all know it, isn't it?
Sonke siyazi.
So, because everyone knows that building.
Ngoba wonke umuntu uyasazi leso sakhiwo.
And the purpose of it.
Nesi nokwakhiwa kwaso.
If you try to direct someone who doesn't know Mamelodi.
Uma uzama udirector ongaze Mamelodi.
You say you'll get to a street that is called Tsamaya.
Uzotshela umuntu ahambe ngoTsamaya.
And you keep going till you see Mamelodi Hospital.
So hamba till ubone isibhedlela Mamelodi.
Do you understand?
Uyaqonda.
Oh, let's say somebody is there at
Mamelodi Hospital.
And they don't know where they are.
Akazi lapha khona.
And you are trying to direct them here.
Uzama ukumupha direction.
So you'll ask the person, say, tell me what you can see.
Umunye uzothi ubonani.
And he will say the landmark that they can see, and they'll say, I see Mamelodi Hospital.
Then
say, now I know where you are. Okay, take right, and then take left, and then you'll be able to direct the person because of a landmark. Are you still here, or you've gone home? So dreams are sometimes landmarks, where God gives you something to show you where you are and so that you can know where you are going. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of you sitting here, you are just a brother, you are just a sister. I mean, you are just living your life, you are trying to, build your life. But when you sleep, you see yourself preaching. And then God said, he brought his own son. You see yourself. He came to the earth so that he can die for your sins. Then you wake up and say, I've got no desire to preach. But every time you see yourself dreaming, you see yourself preaching.
Preach.
God is trying to show you something. To try to show you that that's where you are going.
It's the amens that
there's only one or two in the church. They don't like the preaching one. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Joseph was running away from his brother Esau. In Genesis 28. The Bible tells us that on the journey, he decided to sleep. When he was asleep, he fell into a dream. The Bible tells us that he saw a ladder that was from the earth to the heaven. And the angels were going up and down on it. And on top of the ladder, God was standing there. And God introduced himself to him. And he said, I'm the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac, your father. And God began to give him The word that he had given to Abraham and unto Isaac. And God told him that the land where you are currently, that land I will give it to you and your generations after you. And God said if you are, you will be able to count the dust of the ground, that will be the number of your children. Hallelujah. So God was trying to direct, to give him a landmark. That no matter what you do in life, no matter where you go in life, this is where, this is the plan I have for you. Please don't ignore the landmarks that God gives you.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.